This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I want just one, quote unquote. Lima, you, I got into it with you yesterday about this. I'm not going to fight you, all right? Back to Mike. Well, we'll see if I fight you. But I want to ask you a question because you had asked, do you want to be the White Sox or do you want to be the Guardians? Which one do you want to be? And I went, do you really want to ask that question? Because I think you're going to hate the answer. But I want to hear you ask that question to everybody else. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, because it came up. People were talking about, well, the White Sox went out and won a World Series. The Royals went out and won a World Series. So that's all we want. We're baseball fans. We're sports fans at heart. A championship. I just want to win one before we die, right? I hear so many people tell me that.
Yeah.
And so then I turn around and I say, okay, so what would bring you more joy or happiness over the last, what year did the White Sox win the World Series? 2005. It's been 20 years. And obviously we know the White Sox, what they've been over the last 20 years and what the Guardians have been over the last 20 years. And which would you have rather been over the last 20 years?
You didn't mention a White Sox fan
or a Guardians / Indians fan?
They're actually celebrating that World Series this weekend over there against the Guardians of all people.
No kidding. It's a perfect time to ask the Summer Hack Topic Series question.
Over the last 20 years, you're saying which one would you rather be? Would you rather be the White Sox or Guardians? All right.
You'd have your World Series that you can die with. Speaking of taking things into the afterlife, you have your in-season tournament cup. And you also have your World Series.
I think the line itself is actually faulty. The quote, I want just one. I don't think anybody means it when they say they want just one. I think they want to start at one. If you want one, you want more. Everybody's set up, and we're all programmed to want more. You get something, you want more. It's competitive. It's capitalism. We were all born into it. That's how we feel. So you can't just say, well, I just want one Guardians World Series. No, it'd be nice to get one Guardians World Series. But 10 years after that, you're not going to be satisfied with just one Guardians World Series. We know that because we're not just satisfied with one Cavs championship. We're having this whole argument with LeBron. Why is that? So we have another championship. We're having this whole argument because either A, people want to win it without LeBron, or we want LeBron back because we want another championship. That's what we want. You wouldn't be happy with just one Super Bowl. It's just a nice start. You don't want just one. You want as many as you can before you have to do it. I don't want to be the White Sox, even though they won a World Series 20 years ago. Unless anybody can give me a reason why, please, 216-474-0092, as fit to be tied as I've been with the Guardians in these last few days, even though they've been winning now, as fit to be tied as I've been with Paul Dolan, I'd still rather be the Guardians over the last 20 years, and that includes no World Series.
So I'll even give you more data.
Please.
So the Guardians over the last 20 years, since the year 2000, they have won 1,686 games. That's seventh most in Major League Baseball. The White Sox, 1,514 games. That's 25th. So
we've won 600 more games.
We have won that many more games in that time That's incredible.
That is really good, actually.
So playoff games. All right, let's go to playoff games. The White Sox have won 14 playoff games in that time. The Guardians have won 26 in the last 20 years. So that includes their World Series run.
That matters.
Because it wouldn't even be close if we're not including that year. If you were to go 1 year later, it wouldn't even be close.
That matters.
So, you know, everybody tells me they just want one. That's all they want. They want the Dolans to go all out and win just one. They won't do it, so they criticize them, even though lots of teams try to win the World Series and obviously fall short. Hell, the Jacobs. How do you feel about the Jacobs ownership over the Cleveland Indians in the 90s? Pretty damn good, right?
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's some of the best times of my life, right? Mm-hmm. In my formative years of sports, growing up watching that team. They tried to win every year, right? They had some of the highest payrolls in baseball.
Yeah.
How many World Series they win?
None.
But they tried, right?
Yeah.
They definitely tried, but you know, obviously just trying and throwing money doesn't win you.
You're not going to trip me into saying, well, no, I wish they just try because they've been trying, and that would completely murder the rest of my argument.
So who would you rather be over the last 20 years? You'd have your World Series if you're the White Sox, but you'd probably just not watch baseball. You probably just would be done with the sport. So what position would you rather be in?
I'd rather be the Guardians.
I would too.
I don't think that there's a...
But we're going to get crushed.
Why?
We're going to get crushed.
Why?
Because we don't have a World Series. And the White Sox do. Even though it was 20 years ago.
The White Sox are the worst example you could possibly have. Like
That's why I'm using them.
It's best for this debate.
We got to put up the poll question in some sort. Meredith is back there, wants to put up a poll question about it. Because I would. I'd like to find out where people's heads are. Is it really just win one? Is that it? And again, you got to remind people, in that same time, the White Sox are 25th in games won, and the Guardians are 7th.
Please discuss it amongst yourselves real quick. I got to take care of something real quick.
Well, I don't know. Is there a disagreement here? There might not be a disagreement here with us.
There's not a disagreement. And you bring up the Royals are a little different than the White Sox. It's been 10 years for the Royals, right? And they've at least bounced back, and they have, you know, one of the hottest young players in the game, Bobby Witt, right?
That's the one.
And that's where you go, oh, they not only did they win one, they were in it the year before, right?
Uh-huh.
They lost it the year before. So in the last 11 years, you've at least had the World Series twice. It's a little closer to me, not a Royals fan, but all of my cousins. They all live there. They all go to as many Guardians games as I go to, they go to Royals games, right?
But I could buy that, certainly, or Owen. 100%.
And so, that's one where I look at and it gives me a little pause.
And I got data for you. Would you like the data?
Oh, go ahead.
Data or data? What do you guys say?
Take that for data, I believe is the quote.
This is interesting because we said against the White Sox, since the year that they won the World Series, correct, Guardians had the 7th most wins in baseball. They had the 25th. The Royals, since their World Series win in 2015.
Yes.
Guardians, 4th most wins in baseball.
That's a lot.
The Royals, 25th.
I don't think anybody wants to be the White Sox over 216-474-0092. Somebody answer the phones, please. I don't think anybody wants to be the White Sox over the Guardians. You shouldn't want to be the White Sox over the Guardians. If you really want to be them, please go right on ahead and tell me. The Royals is the argument because, hey, you won a World Series. When did they win the World Series? 2015?
2015.
Okay, that's 10 years ago now. You won a World Series 10 years ago. You have paid Bobby Witt. All right? Now, I don't know exactly where else they're going. Where are they going? What are they going to do? How many more guys can they get in? Like, I try to pay a little bit of attention, but clearly you only pay attention to the Royals when they're playing the Guardians. Okay? Like, who are you going to get? I don't want to be anybody else, but if you were just talking about wanting to win championships.
Yeah, for the sake of the argument.
They've had their Jose Ramirez, too. Salvador Perez is their Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
He's a guy that's been there forever. He hits.
Yeah. You've been a real good player. I don't want to say I'd rather be the Royals because I love the Guardians. But yeah, you'd probably rather be the Royals, wouldn't you? That's the argument. The White Sox are terrible.
But when
I
tell you how few games
and
they won.
They won their 25th in wins.
Yeah,
and
they've been terrible every year.
I try to think, and I don't want to say I'm a bigger Guardians fan. Like, I go to more games than you guys do right now. I don't know that I could have taken 10 years of them being 25th in overall wins and still have gone to as many games as I've went to the last 10 years.
I think a lot of people would have just given up.
Yeah.
They would have said, hey, I got my World Series, so that's cool. That's cool.
I do like to lie to myself and say, I go for the ambiance and I go for the weather and all of that, and there's more to it than it's my patio. It's my summertime patio. But at the same time, it's a lot better when they go and win games while I'm also having a few. They've got an 8% drink over there right now.
But I'll tell you this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, geez.
I'll tell you all about it off the air.
Oh, boy. You got the diesel going now, brother. Okay, can I say something else real quick? I'd rather be the Guardians than the Yankees, which that would be faulty logic. Yes, I'd rather be the Guardians than the Yankees. Let me tell you why, because I feel like it's unless I was born in New York, unless like it was Kenny Carman from Hempstead, Long Island, that's different.
Oh, really?
But if I'm Kenny Carman from Canton, Ohio, I'd much rather be a Guardians fan than the Yankees. Let me tell you why. I feel like it's too easy to be a Yankees fan. Way too easy. Like when the Guardians win the World Series, it will have certainly been earned. But what's the thing I feel about when it comes to the Yankees? It's like, well, you can buy a championship, or you can buy yourself a chance at a championship.
They apparently can.
Dodgers are the same thing. Mets are the same. Well, they hold their coach. They hold Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman to a higher standard. Like,
they haven't won since 2009.
The Mets have been the suffering fan base over there.
I'd say, what's the win total since then?
They're ahead of us.
It's where, okay, you're part of the gated community, but it feels like a bit of a cheat code. I would feel different if I were born in one of those cities. But what would you think? What do we say about Mitch? I mean, how much disrespect have we given Mitch over this past year and a half? Because he's a fake Yankee fan, and he could sit there and cry about it, whatever he wants to say, but he is a fake Yankee fan, and I don't want to hear anything else about it. And what's our immediate thought of disrespect? It's like, well, you're just picking and choosing who you can be happy with. You're not suffering along with the Guardians fans. Like, hardcore Royals fans, they did suffer. They went from greatness to terrible to one great moment again, and now they're going to put their hopes on Bobby Witt Jr. A White Sox fan, I'll at least give them that credit. They got to deal with Cubs fans all the time, and then fake Cubs fans dropping in on them, and their team is horrible, and they play in one of the three biggest markets in professional sports. That would be even worse. I could give credit to a hardcore White Sox fan. Plus their stadium. It looks like a giant...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cubicle. 216-474-0092. John and Wadsworth, hello.
Good morning, guys. This is a great discussion you guys are having.
Is it, John?
It is. Okay. You know, it is, because, I mean, the Guardians are the most frustrating team I can remember in my lifetime as a Cleveland fan. It's like, I mean, the problem is that the Dolans make no effort. They do just enough to not have that ballpark empty and be a 100-loss team, but other than that, they don't care. I mean, I looked it up last year, and forgive me if the numbers are a little bit off, but I wanted to see where we ranked in terms of payroll, because that's always the question. And we were like 28th last year. And if we would have increased payroll by 50%, which is, of course, huge, we still would have been in the bottom half at like 18th or 19th or something. And it still would have been less than $150 million. Could you imagine handing this front office another $50 million and saying, okay, go do something with it? I mean, we go to the world. We're two, three games away from the World Series last year. They're cutting payroll. And I think the frustration is we know how the story ends every season. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to the playoffs. We're not going to win a World Series. It's you know how it ends every year. It's the ultimate tease every season. And is it fun to get there? Yeah, but not when you know how it's going
to
end.
So you don't buy into the crapshoot of the playoff tournament in baseball?
I don't. I mean,
because we're always, theory, no matter what, yes. Because the only reason I asked that, I'm sorry to interrupt, the only reason I asked that is because if you get into the World Series and you're playing the Dodgers, like, I mean, yeah, we could have $50 million payroll more than we do right now. We'd still be half of what the Dodgers are. Like, there's going to be a mismatch no matter what happens for 99% of baseball.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree with that. But I think the issue with us is that when we get to those positions, you hear the same things from the Guardians, well, they're going to be outmatched because they can't score any runs. And so you think, okay, well, if we had a couple more bats, if they would just do something, you wouldn't have that argument. Then we might have a chance. But we go in there, and you're just praying for that miracle instead of, okay, this is a little more realistic. Because they won't do anything. So, I mean, it is so frustrating. It's the weirdest thing because I hate the Dolans with a passion, but I love the Guardians on the field. Like, I have the biggest sports man crush on Jose Ramirez. Like, I can't even tell you.
I'm really starting to like, and thank you, John, I'm really starting to like Angel Martinez, man. I'm really starting to like him.
Liked him for a while.
Yeah, man. Well, it's like,
there's something about him.
Last year, it was like, hey, I like Josh. Josh is my guy. And then they got rid of Josh. And now I have Angel Martinez. I'm like, you are blossoming to like one of my favorites. Like, I just, I'm almost a kid again with Candy Maldonado.
He feels like a throwback to your childhood. At points,
yes. For that one season with the Candyman. Let me get Josh on the road real quick. Josh, go.
Guys, what do we have to do to get over the hump here? We blew a 3-1 lead against the freaking Cubs.
When's
it our freaking turn?
Which would you rather be, the Guardians fan over the last 20 years or the White Sox fan?
I would rather be a Guardians fan until the day I die.
Well, there you go.
My question is this. Why do we have to endure this? And it's like the previous caller said. We just keep getting teased over and over again. This has been my entire adult life. What do we have to freaking do as fans? We fill the seats. We show up. Mm-hmm. And what do we get?
Oh, really? Okay, fine. How do I say this? I mean, if I just get left in the front seat of the car, at least I made it to the front seat of the car. Instead of one glorious night and then never again for the last 20 years, right?
Josh brings up a team. Would you rather be the Cubs or the Guardians over the last 10 years? Guardians have more wins.
I'd rather be the Guardians. Those fan bases...
They beat the Guardians.
I know, but the Dodgers... The Dodgers are approaching it, I think, in some ways, but they're still kind of like their own fans.
I'd rather be the Dodgers.
You'd rather be the Dodgers?
Yeah, they win a lot and spend a lot on their team.
Yeah, I don't think a Dodgers fan is just like a fly-by-night fan. Even though there are a lot of Lakers are probably fly-by-night fans, so they probably latch on to the Dodgers. They're probably getting to that level, but in the past, I'm like, no, a Dodger fan is a Dodger fan is a Dodger fan. Like a Yankee fan, I'm like, you're a fake. You just want life easy for you. You just want everything handed to you. But with the other ones, it's like, nah, you want to earn it. Cubs are a weird one over the last 20 years. Like, you would watch Harry Carey, and they're like, the place would be kind of empty. No one wants to admit that. And then, Lyman, when you and I would watch on WGN when you and I were little, right before the Indians games would start later on in the afternoon, like, there'd be a smattering of full seats and empty seat games, things like that. But now it's like, it was the cool thing to be a Cubs fan for a while. And I don't think I want to be a part of that. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:22. All right, stay there. We'll try to get to some of you guys. And are we looking at the dying days of Maction? There's another area school looking to jump ship and about last night on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.